We're talking with Mary Kay Thatcher of American Farm Bureau's D.C. staff. Mary Kay, let's talk a little bit about some of the nuts and bolts that's ahead of us here in 2017. What do you expect? You know, Congress is just really getting organized. They've ratified the Electoral College vote, so we know that's now done. What's ahead for the next, you know, few weeks for Congress?
Well, I think the first thing they're going to do is work on the Affordable Care Act and at least trying to roll back part of that. They have a reconciliation vote set up for probably late this month, and that's important because a reconciliation vote allows you to pass something with 50 votes in the Senate rather than the normal 60. So we will probably move forward on that. I wouldn't anticipate it to be much longer than that. They'll set up some kind of a reconciliation vote on taxes so we can work on tax reform. But certainly the Senate will be busy doing confirmation hearings on all the various individuals. I think we're also going to see very soon an announcement out of the ag committees about early hearings and listening sessions out in the country about the farm bill. So we're trying to ramp up for that. And then, of course, our farmers would tell you trying to start the process of rolling back waters of the U.S. will be very important.
On that last subject, the EPA, of course, is a great deal of interest to Farm Bureau, to the cattlemen, to a lot of the agricultural groups. And we've got the Oklahoma Attorney General, of course, Scott Pruitt, being nominated to be AG. It seems like that'll be quite a contrast compared to Gina McCarthy.
Everybody would be a contrast with Gina McCarthy. I mean, I think there was only one way to go there. So, but we're very excited. We've sent a letter, and we've actually asked all of our state farm bureaus to send additional letters and really feed in, because we know he's got opposition, and we want to make sure that we can get him confirmed. So we're spending a lot of time and a lot of effort on working with Scott Pruitt.
The actual details of dealing with the waters of the U.S. This is not just walk in, sign a paper, and it's gone.
And that's a great point. You know, I think that unfortunately farmers in the country see all the red and think, well, we got the President, the Senate, the House, all these things will happen easily. They won't. Waters of the U.S. will probably take a year to a year and a half to unwind, just like it took at least that long to wind it up, because you got to go in and, again, look at the science. You got to look at what the Obama administration did wrong as far as administrative things and lobbying on issues they weren't supposed to lobby on. But we'll start the process, but it won't happen immediately. Unfortunately, what probably will happen immediately is, you know, the president-elect has said, I'm going to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So everyone is already geared up on that. Everyone in agriculture knows how important trade is. And we're going to have our work cut out for us to say, okay, if you're going to renegotiate it or renegotiate NAFTA and pull a rug out on TPP, then we have to start working on really making positive trade pacts elsewhere.
What really can take the place of if TPP indeed, you know, that whole issue becomes, you know, vacuum? How do you fill the vacuum?
Well, I don't think you can fill it. I think we have to go back in and renegotiate. But, you know, that's not an easy thing to do, and you know that, Ron. We don't go in and say we want these five things, and those 11 countries go, okay, they're all going to say, well, if you got five things, we got five things. So renegotiating is a long-term principle. And, you know, we're going to have a new U.S. trade representative. We're going to have a new ag person for USTR. It's going to take a little while for those folks to get up to speed about how did the past negotiations go, where are the weak points, where are the strong points, how do we do this. So, again, it won't happen quickly, and that's too bad.
Well, of course, everybody's talking here and across agriculture about no Secretary of Agriculture nominee yet. Is that surprising to you?
Well, my bet was that we'd have the nominee before Christmas. And, you know, we're always one of the last to happen, but I think that we'd certainly like to get someone soon. I think there's a lot of interest in what's happening, but obviously more important than when is that we get a quality candidate. So if that's what they're looking for and getting just the right person, I applaud them for it. But I hope it happens soon. We'd like to get that confirmation hearing going as well as the other ones.
For the USDA slot, of course, that's a huge agency with all the nutrition, forestry, as well as the agricultural interests. It takes somebody that's got some pretty good skills.
It absolutely does. And, you know, you hear Secretary Vilsack talk about, well, it ought to be a governor. Well, you know, that might be a good choice. I think it definitely would be great if it was somebody who did understand agriculture. But I think Secretary Vilsack proved to us, too, that there's a real need to look at rural America, to look at the nutrition community, to look at forestry. I mean, USDA is not just production agriculture. So it's going to have to be somebody who can keep a lot of balls in the air.
Right. Maybe, you know, back up a little bit on Mr. Vilsack. Your overall assessment of how he performed as Secretary of Agriculture?
I think he did an exceptional job. I just thought he was really good about working with all parties. I thought he was diligent. I think he was willing to take on issues. You know, we think about like the egg issue and keeping them in crates or opening it up. And, you know, even in the last few months of his tenure, he called in some of the grocery store reps and said, hey, have you thought about how much this is going to increase prices? Have you thought about how much more it's going to cost farmers? I mean, he went beyond the call of duty on a lot of issues like that. I have great respect for the job he did.
One of the things that he talked a lot about was this being able to explain to the general public about agriculture. I know that's something the Farm Bureau has really tried to invest a lot of time and effort into as well.
Absolutely, and he spent a lot of time on the road doing indeed just that. And, you know, I think his quip that we heard past President Bob Stallman talk about this morning, where he said, you know, because of a few farmers and ranchers, a lot of people around the country are able to do other kinds of jobs. I think that was where he was for agriculture, but he was saying, hey, we got to go out and preach this.